Blog Talk Radio.
Let go, healing, breaking. intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to week 171 of the Healing Fountain Show, and this is a show where we cross time zones and meridians to connect with all people from around the world, including Gary Moore, who's in America. So can I patch you in now, Gary? Are you there, please?
Yes, you can patch me anywhere, darling.
How are you?
I am perfect, thank you. And yes, yeah, we cross time zones and oceans and meridians, yeah, and dimensions and everything else, and we've crossed over the end of the Mayan calendar, the beginning of the new one, the end of the year and the beginning of the new one, and the holidays and so forth, and here we are.
Yeah, and here we are just about to begin another year. Well, we've just begun another year, and the earth did not end, but things are vastly different and will be in the future, and we're
well, different then, too. It began.
I know, and we can choose to face 2013 as powerful co-creators of a new Earth paradigm, or feel unbalanced, ungrounded, and afraid to take the next steps which are no longer written for us. But we've moved from karma into creation, and our greatest challenge may be not knowing what we want to create.
And that's
not
the thing.
Right.
We've come into our power. We're discovering our power. We're discovering that the power is within us. That power that is greater than anything else in the world. And that is a big transition for humanity right there. that in itself, and as more and more of us awaken to that, that's how the world changes.
That's right. And today we have a beautiful lady that I managed to meet two or three times in different parts of the United Kingdom at different sound festivals that I was going to. And her name is Gabriella Kapfer, and she's a sound alchemist healer. And she's going to be weaving a wonderful sound and frequency, as well as she crafts healing singing bowls as well, which we'll be talking to her about that later. But I think we're just going to play one of her original numbers that she wrote. This may have the cello in it because she's a very talented cellist. So I'm going to open up with one called The Thrum. Here we go. We'll give this one a spin.
Wonderful.
Gorgeous. That's Gabriella Kapfer, and we're going to bring her on the mic right now live. Are you there, Gabriella?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Hi, Gabriella. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi.
And Gabriella's from down in Oxfordshire at the moment, aren't you? But
yes.
Originally from Germany.
Yes.
And you've got loads and loads of interesting things to tell us today, don't you?
Yes.
Not to mention your healing bowls that you create yourself in a fire. We're going to give out your website in a little while because people can click on that and listen to a little recording of one of the singing bowls that you created for someone with the initial V. Isn't that right?
Correct.
So how did you get into doing what you do now, Gabriella?
Well, I think I'm going to start from a little while ago, because it's a longer story. So I'll try and give you a little bit of background so that you can get a sense of the journey.
Great. Yep, that's what we want—a journey.
Great.
Your journey.
Well, it's now about 15 years ago that I lived in Devon, and I had journeyed through working on farms, working in social services, in psychotherapy, and then coming back to music, and had this sense of the music would take me further, but I didn't know how. And then I had this experience of putting my fist on the table and saying to spirit, I want to know what I'm here for now. And within a few days, I had a very, very strong meditation and vision that has actually provided me with the impetus to keep going. And following that, and see all the strands that I've been that seemed like they were disconnected and not connected. They seemed to come together, and I didn't know how they would come together. And a series of things happened, which I won't go into, but I ended up going to Scotland to join a small community project, which was based on an initiative that is called World Finance Initiative, which is about...
Was that Findhorn?
No, it's actually...
Oh, another one.
It's not. It's, no. It was much smaller than Findhorn and much more in its infancy.
Yes.
But the Findhorn impulse was there inside of me, because when I went there, I went on the impulse to totally step out of the life that I had been into a different, into a me that was evolving at the time, allowing something else of me to emerge. And I went to co-create a garden with the nature spirits, which is very much an Findhorn impulse. And also to step out of the, you know, normal modern life of jobs and money and working in a specific way into a place of joining an experiment of a gifting economy and being in part of this retreat center and working with the nature spirits and to co-create this garden. So that was the focus. And then the music started coming back in, and I played for the garden, and I played in the woods, I played for the land. And then visitors came, and one day I had this experience of playing, a deepening experience of something that we'd experienced during the day with in a beautiful place where we met one of the nature spirits. And we went deeper into that experience with the sound, and the sound took us, I could hear it changing, I could hear the frequency changing, I could hear different overtones coming in, and we were led through the veils, and we ended up in this other place, other dimension, where we felt we were asked or invited to take on a deeper connectedness and task for the earth and nature itself. And we were invited to whether we wanted to say yes to that. And both of us said yes to that invitation. And the next day, I was in a very perceptive mode, and I drove towards the local town through our valley, to get provisions. But halfway down the valley, I looked over at the mountains, and one of those mountains was looking at me, was staring at me in a way that I'd just never seen it, and it was so prominent. And I paid attention and stopped the car and got out. Mm-hmm. And I looked over at the mountain, and I just asked, what can I do for you? And I heard and felt and sensed the answer as being play for us. Mm. And I didn't know whether you know, that meant immediately or the next day or in general. So I thought, I better just turn around, go back. I got my cello out, sat in the woods, played and sang and felt all of the wood, all of the trees, the wind, the birds, everyone joining in. And it was like many voices joining mine. And following that, I had songs come to me. Songs started coming to me, and I started writing songs. And I felt I was receiving them from nature, and I was receiving them from nature for us, for us to remember our relationship with the earth, our true nature, our true beingness, really, and the way of remembering of who we are and what we can do and how we can actually live in co-creative and cooperative partnership with nature and with the earth. And if we do so, we have much more resources at our hands for our own healing, for our own evolution, and for the creation of a culture of peace and of harmony in cooperation with all of life and for the good of all of life. So that was really the message that was coming through the songs. And as I was then also playing, I noticed that the sounds that were coming out of the cello and out of me were beginning to change and evolve. And it was as if more subtle, more overtones, more in-between tones were emerging that were like weaving in different frequencies from different dimensions. And I was beginning to sense that as I was playing, I was weaving strands of consciousness from different dimensions, as well as from this one, as well as from everything that is in form and not in form, but weaving them together into new harmonious patterns and creating vibrational fields of coherence. And that's how I understand the healing works, is that coherent fields of harmony, of harmonious resonance are created, within which everything that's present or that is affected by it, because it's not actually limited to the locality, it actually radiates out way beyond the locality where it takes place, that those vibrational fields create the coherence within which everything can relax and evolve and take a leap into its next higher harmonious organizational structure, if that makes sense.
Well, I think that's the best explanation I've ever heard.
That's yeah. Beautiful,
how it
yeah.
Works.
It's like Tom Kenyon has done some beautiful research, scientific research, that describes how when we hold an intention, specifically if it's a high intention and frequency of feeling, love, gratitude, and connectedness with all of life. And from that place, we allow ourselves to be the instruments that create the sounds. Then what happens is, and I've experienced that myself, is that it's like I am being sung and I am being played, and in that process of being sung and being played, the weaving happens and magic happens, and the vibration of love and the vibration of harmony and peace beyond polarity and gets like broadcast through the sound, and it spreads out, and it spreads out far beyond the audible realm into the invisible and inaudible realms, and allows the recreation, the reorganization. And Tom Kenyon was describing it as, it's like even the chromosomes, they are under normal circumstances a little bit tight. They relax
mm-hmm.
and unwind a little bit. And through that, every cell and every atom can actually go to its next level of harmony. And that's what healing is, really. That the body or the organism or the field itself provides the means by which the organism itself can heal and realign itself. So it's really an alignment process rather than a fixing process. And through the alignment to that which is actually much larger than us, we reorganize to that greater space, which we can call source, or we can call whatever we want to call it.
It's like balancing yourself with crystals, isn't it? It's very
yeah.
similar to that. Yes, we know about Tom Kenyon's work. We play quite a few of his tracks on the show occasionally. And,
beautiful.
Yeah, and don't you find that when you're recording, I find that when I play it back, there's voices on there that I didn't put on. Somebody else from
yes.
somewhere else adds their bit to it.
Yes, absolutely.
And
that
it's
happens.
Like more than the sum of the parts.
That's right. And it doesn't only happen in recordings. It happens live as well. It happens in the moment. It happens. I find it happens any time that I play with alignment. And I also always try to align myself first to that greater part of me. I've had such a, you said about, you know, this shift into the new age. I've had this experience of seeing, just in December, just before we went through the shift, seeing myself as this tiny little, in my physical form, as this tiny little dwarf, connected to this huge being that was my greater self. And from that greater self, that was like, I don't know, 100 times larger.
Wow.
From that greater self, as I was looking around, I was seeing all these other great selves that were standing around or being there in the greater space. And all of us had these little local selves that are our, physical manifestations were connected to that, but really we were kind of asked to remember that we are the dreamers, we are the ones that are creating from this much larger space.
And yeah, the I am presence
that's
right.
creating from that as well.
Pulling it
yeah,
from that
well.
Much larger space, yes.
That's right, and invited to really become more conscious of that and align to that, aligning to that bigger place so that we're not creating from the separate self, from the little self, but from that larger self. And that's really what's the key, because if we align ourselves to that greater self, that gives us the ability to live from in harmony, really, with the greater space, and create in harmony with, rather than in separation of, and which is where we see the problems, of course, when we create in separation of, although we don't want to make it wrong, because we also learn through it.
Yes.
So, so that's how my healing practice developed, and also, you know, just then people coming and I just started playing for them and then things started happening to them and they just felt burdens lifted off them and deep memories from from eons ago or from years ago or from their childhood coming up and giving them a key and a clue to something that was locked up.
Yes, like shamanic journeys, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it's a bit like that. And it's like the sound started unlocking things. And as that was happening, it was interesting because then I was called to move to the island of Iona. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Of course, yeah, top end of Scotland.
Yes, it's the most. It's the most magical power spot, and it was like I was called there, and I saw in my dreams the nature spirits asking me to sing my songs there and to share them and to share my music there, and I went and I got offered a job and I moved because my body said you have to do this, and then I started sharing the songs and the sounds and the music that was kind of pouring through me more and more, and expanding my voice and expanding the way sounds came through. And so many pilgrims and people came to Iona every year, every season. And I just invited people into the chapel and just opened myself to whatever would come. I didn't know. I was really nervous at to start with. And just allowed it to flow. And so much energy came through, and I felt all the beings, all the spirits of nature, all the angels and many, many beings being there co-creating with me and wanting me to invite them to co-create the sounds with me, so that it's even the creation of the sound and the weaving of the vibrational fields is a co-creative act. It's a co-creative act. And through that, so much more can happen. I was a friend of mine who saw into the other realms. She was told by one of the elves at some point that we had no idea what was possible through the weaving of those vibrational fields, that the nature spirits and the beings of nature were able to do things in terms of restoring nature and clearing and cleaning and transforming so much that they said we are able to do things that we thought would be able to do a decade to do, and we can do it in an instant when the sound vibrational field comes to assist us.
Wow.
And that just blew me away.
Amazing.
Like, well, it collapses the time span between.
That's right.
The thought
that's
and the
right.
manifestation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way of explaining it. So
wow.
Yes, that's and especially if we have a group holding that field, it happens even when I do it on my own. But when you know, when a group joins in and joins their intention and joins their hearts and their love with the broadcast of the sound, then so much more can happen in terms of healing for all the individuals, for the collective, and for the land, for the earth, for everything, for the whole field.
Yeah, well, we find that with the radio shows, don't we, Gary? That
yes.
we are co-creating the energy with every listener who's listening in, apart from the people who are in the chat rooms.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And it is, it's basically another way of collapsing that time and elevating those vibrations.
Beautiful,
yes. I've experienced that over and over on many of my shows that I've done. Yeah.
Mm.
And the show that we do, this co-creation, you know, we are here, we're all here, we've made this beautiful agreement to be here at this moment, at this point in time.
Yeah, connecting as one and sending
mm-hmm.
out the healing.
Yes.
Right. And
yes.
it is a co-creation, yeah.
Yes, yes, it is.
Well, and I just, sorry, Did you want to say something else, Gabriella?
Yes, I just wanted to complete with, you know, I try to do that not only through sound weaving, but also through, you know, taking people on pilgrimages into nature, to sacred sites, learning how to be with and communicate and co-create and cooperate with nature, with the unseen realms, through also creating labyrinths, standing stones, playing for children who walk the labyrinths, and many different things, including the forging of the alchemical vessels of the singing bowls, which we'll probably talk about later. But,
yeah, and you're actually going to Avebury in Glastonbury, and later in the year you're going to France as well, aren't you?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Wonderful.
Wow. Yes, I can relate to a lot of those experiences of listening to the land. My mind flashes back to, probably 18 years ago. You know, I'm part Native American and part Lakota, from the Lakota Sioux tribe. And they do a thing called a sweat lodge. It's a ceremony, and it's a purification ceremony. And we used to have a lodge on the mountain, in the mountains of Colorado. And when everyone would go to town to get provisions and so forth, someone had to stay and watch the fire and mind the place, and I would always volunteer to stay just so I could get that opportunity to stay and listen to the land.
Yeah.
So developing the ear for that, and as you've developed the ear for listening, your music would change and evolve.
Yes.
And I can totally relate to that.
Yes, beautiful. I do
Me
know
too.
The... I do know this sweat lodge as well. It's a beautiful practice.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for bringing that in. And yes, and the dream, this greater dream that was carried by and is carried by the Native American people and is reawakening now that we are all remembering what we are here for.
Yes, so many people are waking up now at this present moment.
Yes.
And you've got the most beautiful video that you've created, and the soundtrack is called Windows in the Fabric of Creation. I just love that title of that soundtrack. Would you mind posting the link in the chat room, please, Gary?
Not at all. Bear with me a moment.
Thank you
I'll
very
do
much.
That.
I've upgraded my Mac again, and so it won't let me post the link. Thank you. That's very good. Because I'm going to go over to the switchboard in just 1 minute to count everybody down so that we can all listen to the soundtrack together. But after we do that, we're going to do a couple of ceremonies, and then Gabriella is going to do a beautiful meditation, and she's going to play and sing live. So we'll get everybody...
I'll go ahead and post the link in the chat room. Go ahead, everyone, click the link and pull up the YouTube player. Pause the player and reset it back to zero. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you're ready.
There's mine.
There's my heart. There's mine. And Jen Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will start us all in unison.
Okay, so I'll count you down.
Heart. Okay.
As soon as I get into the chat room, here we go. We're going to count you down because I've uploaded the soundtrack for people listening on the radio. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play. And mine didn't play, but it is now.
fabric of creation. Ripples move through what we call reality. Like wind moves through the lake's soft undulation. Multifacets break the surface that we see. Fabric of creation made of light. So open your pores and feel the ripples as they move through the fabric of your time. Whatever you think stable might be fickle, and new worlds open from between the lines.
Right now it's time to light our candles. We have our candle ceremony because we light our candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. I'm lighting mine right now in the present moment, in the now moment, for world peace and spiritual unity. Also, the light of the candle represents the light of spirit and the light of our Creator. And we'd like to ask the healing Archangel Raphael to draw close and all the healing angels to draw close while we send healing out to the whole world, to Gaia, and we're now going to do, I'm going to sing the words that Moses said to God when he was asking for healing for his sister Miriam, who was really ill. So I'm doing this live with no music. I'm just going to do it 5 times, so sing along and send the healing out to anybody that you think needs it. I'd like to especially send it to Ian, whose lovely wife, Wanda, transitioned today. So this is especially for you, Ian. Anna, Elna, Rafana, Anna, Elna, Rafana, Rafana,
Permission to heal. We're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now,
You are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Close your eyes and take some deep breaths. While you let the sounds take you on a journey. Sense your inner core, the column of light that runs from the top of your crown, in front of your spine, down through the whole of your body to your root. And feel that light from this column emanate out into the whole of your body, the whole of your being. And then focus on your heart center. See the luminous flame of your heart center. And as you focus on this flame with love and gratitude, it expands your heart chakra. Allow this expansion to become aware of many, many circles of other beings, intelligences, people. Presence from other realms and dimensions. Become aware of their presence and their wish to connect their heart flames with ours. Many from the circle of all beings coming forward to join. To connect the circle of heart flames, creating the vibration of heart consciousness. Which we may co-create and manifest what is in the greatest good for all, then brings out the best in each. Heart flame to expand and extend to all those who resonate with you in love, creating a golden sphere of glowing heart flames around the globe. Thank you. your focus up. And direct your focus to where you have your source point. The point from where your soul came to the earth. And align yourself to that place, to that frequency. The frequency that holds the impulse of your purpose and destiny for which you came to the earth. Cooperation with the circle of all beings, the golden wall of all heart flames.
Gabriella.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
It was. Beautiful.
As we say down south, that was prettier than honeydew vine water on a July evening.
Very flowery words there, Gary. He's a poet and didn't know it. Oh, it's superb. Thank you very much, Audra. Thank you for that. It was wonderful. A wonderful meditation. And we want to thank the Angelic Realm for joining us too. But don't go away yet, because Gabriella is going to tell us about the samples that she creates.
Oh,
wonderful.
Yes. So, the making of a singing bowl is really an alchemical journey, because you basically work with the metal, with the elements of fire, with the element of wind, with the element of earth, with all the elements to create a vessel of that really grounds the vibrational field of whatever you wish, you feel like you need to ground and wish to ground at that time. So I met Ton, my teacher, like 10 years ago, and he remembered being a bowl maker back in Tibet, creating bowls 5,000 years ago.
Wow.
and so he remembers the process of creating the bowls, and he said that back then, you know, the bowls were made, they were mainly cast, while we actually, they were cast and then hammered, and we hammer them. They were made with each bowl with a specific intention, holding a specific vibration for a specific task. And many of the bowls were created for tasks that were specific to their time, and some of them were actually created for this time now, with the knowing of those people back then. But they also saw that what we needed now is to create new bowls for this coming time, for the future, that take us into the new resonance and into the new vibration of where we're going, and provide a new vibrational platform with which to create and bring in the frequencies that assist us in that. So what we've been learning is to really to do that as you know, every ball you make is like a meditation, but it's a meditation in doing, and it's that bringing spirit into matter. So you hold the intention while you hammer, and while you are with the fire, and while you are with every process of the making of the ball, and it's like you create a vessel that is able to ground and anchor the vibration and the whole vibrational field into an instrument that will be holding that vibration and reminding you of it for eons to come, because it's something that we make now, but you know, it will outlast us. It's an incredible mm-hmm. thing. It's an incredible
endures.
Process.
Sounds yeah. like it takes a long time to make.
Yes, it's a process, but it's a beautiful process, because every person who makes the ball, I make balls for people, or several of us do, but also we run workshops where people make their own balls, and you mm-hmm. actually come to the edge of where, to your own edge, because you have to go deeper. And so you meet yourself, it's like a mirror, and of course brass used to be a mirror metal. So you meet metal, mm-hmm. you meet the spirit of metal, you meet your own limitation, and you go through it, and you learn through it, and then you receive the expansion. And I mean, depending what your intention is, if your intention is something beyond the personal into the collective, then the difficulties that you come across in the hammering will likely reflect something that's held in the collective. So that's what you're working with and transforming in the fire, in the hammering, in the... It's a huge evolutionary thing that...
So do you make yours with a composite of different metals?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
They are brass and bronze. So we make bronze balls and brass balls. And we have also some of different thicknesses, and depending on what calls, and different sizes. And we've also made titanium bells. They're smaller. We also make bells and tincture and rods and tubular bells. And yes, whatever calls for a specific purpose, and gongs.
Specific yeah. purpose, wow. specific tonal qualities. And so
yes.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to order one, anybody, is there no www dot in there, Gary? I thought it would have been HTTP.
No, you don't need the www.
Okay.
No.
All right,
just
then. So HTTP. Yeah, but people on the radio can't, so I'm going to read it out. HTTP.
Well, then you use www.
All right, www.peacetrails, and there's a hyphen between peaceandtrails.com.
Right.
And you can also listen to one that she's already made. She has a sound video, so not a video, sound recording of one that she's already made. Sounds absolutely wonderful.
More than one.
Right. And so if anybody out there wants to order one, or if anybody wants to go on the special tours that she's doing later this year down to Glastonbury and over to France in June, is that? Just get on her website and check it out, because I'm seriously thinking about going myself.
Great.
I would love to.
Yeah, I would. I'd Absolutely. Like to thank Gabriella for joining us. And next week, don't go away yet, though. Next week, we have Candy Huff, who's an angel healer, and she's going to be with us next week. And I think we have time to do your next song, don't we, Gabriella? You're going to sing another one live, weren't you?
Yeah, we can complete with that. Yeah.
Come With Roses In Your Heart. Oh,
and
wow.
What Journeys Many Paths One Spirit is asking, are you coming to the USA soon?
Well, you know, in the last few years, I've been coming every year. This year, I'm not planning to come in the first half of the year, but I don't know what the second half holds yet.
Okay.
So, but there's, I'll let you know if I do.
Absolutely, yes. Stay in touch with us. Let us know.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I will do. Thank you so much.
Well, if I
Thank
hear anything,
so
I'll post it on the, I'll announce it on the airwaves and post it on the chat rooms.
Absolutely.
Okay, then. So,
thank you.
Can we have a do it, Come With Roses In Your Heart, live? It's absolutely a beautiful song. I heard this, you sent me the track, but this is live.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriella Kapfer, thank you.
Thank you. Come with roses in your heart, if you want to take your part in the circle of the stars in which we gather. We are weaving rays of light into tapestries of life. We are builders of the matrix of the mother. Will you come with your love? We are calling from within. Join the song through which the earth begins to shine. Will you open your heart and start moving from within? Join the dance through which the earth begins to shine. We are everywhere you go, showing creatures how to grow. You can find us in the grass, the trees, each mountain. In the places of your greed, we are yearning to be freed, to give joy and light to earth, to air and fountain. Will you come with your love? We are calling from within. Join the song through which the earth begins to shine. Will you open your heart and start moving from within? Join the dance through which the earth begins to shine. Come with roses in your heart, if you want to take your part in the circle of the stars in which we gather. Weave the stories of your fight into tapestries of light for the healing of the body of the mother. Will you come with your love? We are calling from within. Join the song through which the earth begins to shine. Will you open your heart and start moving from within? Join the dance through which the earth begins to shine.
Oh, that was absolutely beautiful. Thank you for that, Gabriella.
Beautiful.
Oh,
thank you.
I don't want to go, but it's time for us to say goodbye, Gary. Unfortunately. Thank you for helping out, and thank you for being here and doing, not helping out, doing the show with me. Thank you to Gabriella. Thank you to all the people in the chat room and everybody listening on the radio. Thank you so much for helping us to co-create the wonderful energy. And we're going to wish you all Happy New Year, because we haven't done a show since the 27th of December, even though it was meant to go out on New Year's Eve. Okay, so we're going to wish you a Happy New Year, and we're going to wish everybody all the very best for 2013. And don't forget that we are creating our new world this year. And in
thank you, Gabriella, and thank you,
yes.
Chrissy.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Thank you, wonderful.
We are,
blessings.
We made it through the transitions. Now let's watch the good stuff there.
Yes.
You're welcome back anytime, Gabriella, and I hope to see you this year either down in the south or in France.
Yes, yes.
And we'd be happy to have you over here in the U.S. again as soon as possible.
Yes. I will post my schedule if I come over, and I'll let you know.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. Please do.
Thanks. Beautiful. Thank you so much,
thank
and
you.
Blessings to all.
You too. Bye, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Bye, everyone. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everyone.
Yesterday, now's the time for us to say.